Happy Language Day as we are celebrating the English language all show long this morning.
Oh, look at us go.
Yeah, worked it into the programming
RLA
right there.
I'm sure the RLA teachers out there are like, no, not really, but...
Actually, a little fun language facts. Do you know what the most spoken language in the world is? There's actually two answers.
Mandarin and Indian.
For those playing at home.
No. Dang it.
For native speakers, it's Chinese because China's huge.
But with total speakers,
it is English. 1.5 billion worldwide English speakers. None of those under 20 years old. But let's take a look at some other stuff that either slipped through or you need to know about. Certainly our Friday morning headlines to keep you up to date.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Breaking news.
Yes. Well, we talked about the weather records that were set. And yesterday and Wednesday, too. We had a record low. We had a record low high. That went Wednesday afternoon through yesterday. And it could be even today as well. If we do top out at 37 like it's forecasted, that would tie the record set back in 1911. And yeah, as we were talking with the power grid itself, ERCOT set a new peak for winter demand. How about that? Happening yesterday. Actually, this was on the dovetail of Wednesday setting a record. So the demand on the grid, according to ERCOT, peaked around 83,000 megawatts yesterday morning, right about 9 o'clock hour, nearing the state's total. The total capacity is 83,000 megawatts. We were at 83, so we had megawatts to spare. But they think we'll be fine through the cold snap. There's no longer worries. They say, actually, because of the winds continuing to blow, that helped because the wind farms get to keep moving out there.
Look at you go, guys.
And increased production from batteries. So somebody changed the 9 volts out there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's right. We're happy about that.
So Kentucky Fried Chicken moving its headquarters to Texas led to the inevitable question on everyone's mind. Will the name remain the same? Well, Governor Greg Abbott has chimed in on the delicate matter on X, where he welcomed the company to Texas. Said many hungry Texans really appreciate this, and then asked them to consider a name like Texas Fried Chicken or TFC. No word in response.
Boy, the Colonel would be so mad these days.
Breaking news!
He's an interesting guy.
Everyone's coming to Texas anyway. Why not?
So it's reported late last night, and it looks to be made official later on by the team. Dallas Cowboys offensive guard, sure to be a Hall of Famer, certainly a Ring of Honor member in the future, but retiring, Zach Martin, the last real solid piece to that big Dallas Cowboys O-line from a couple of years ago. Had Travis Frederick, Tyron Smith, they're all gone. So will Zach Martin. He missed 10 games last season. He's had some health issues dealing with ankle surgeries and stuff. His wheels are just giving out. But he made the Pro Bowl in 9 of his 11 seasons with the Cowboys. Probably a surefire Hall of Famer. Zach Martin hanging it up. But that does free up quite a bit of cap space for your Cowboys. It's just Jerry won't use it.
So just a week ago, we put that egg substitutes in the tank of transparency.
Yeah.
And we all live through that. But there are more options, namely Aquafaba. Do you know what that is?
I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. You should be. Mm-hmm. Well, some folks do, and they're using it as an option to the expensive real deal of eggs. And it's found in an unlikely place. Apparently, the gooey liquid from canned chickpeas.
Ew.
It can also emulsify foods like egg whites. Even bartenders using it. Okay. Like the little foam on a gin fizz for grandma when you take her out for brunch. Yeah, that's Aquafaba.
Aquafaba. It comes from chickpeas?
Yeah, so you take the can of chickpeas, and I guess you drain them.
Yeah.
I don't really like the chickpeas, so I've never experienced this. Well, and then I guess you whip them up like an omelet.
What part is the chicken does the chickpea come from?
Ooh, I never thought about
breaking
that.
Breaking news!
Yeah.
A California lawmaker? No. Well, maybe. Probably. California lawmaker is proposing to make Bigfoot the state of California's official mythical creature. So, a new proposition on the floor there in the California legislature for Bigfoot to become the official mythical creature of California. Now, currently, California's official mythical creature is the one guy that thinks paper straws are better than plastic straws. So,
so you can't drive 50 feet in Texas without seeing a Ford F-150, but the classic may no longer be the best-selling vehicle in America. Jado Dynamics found that that honor now goes to the RAV4. Despite four decades at the top of the list, Ford has sold 44 million of the vehicles total after introducing it 77 years ago, and is really not pleased about this new study. Although they won't reveal the exact numbers of their trucks sold, the company maintains that all the F-Series trucks use the same cab architecture, insinuating that they should all be included, because we are an inclusive car culture.
Yeah, if the RAV4 is a truck, that's also breaking news there.
Breaking news!
U.S. Marshals yesterday deputized members of Elon Musk's private security detail. That gives them certain clearances and rights and protections of federal law. Basically, a Secret Service Part 2 will be surrounding little Elon. And then also, finally, President Trump earlier this week signed an executive order to make in vitro fertilization more affordable for Americans. He promised to boost availability, etc., in the IVF in vitro fertilization process. Because eggs and prices have gotten so high, people are now trying to freeze them.
Waking up the Westoplex, it's KB and Heather Lee.